Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Welcome, one and all. Happy New Year at the inaugural podcast for 2024, now that it's become. Some of you are here via invitation, where applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, thank you for continuing to join us, support us, paying it forward. We're growing exponentially with your help and allowing us to do so. We're here now, going into our sixth year running, 3 shows daily. We're blessed that we're on pretty much all platforms where you would hear any audio version of a show, podcast show. And my YouTube channel is Grandpa Bill at BillHoltz8792. Please do give us thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're applicable both at the YouTube and at these shows. Again, in support of us continuing to grow together, both with in-studio guests, upcoming guests for the new year, now that it's become, and these shows daily. Today, be here for about a half hour, 40 minutes. And now that the New Year's has become, I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions in business and life as part of my main mentor moment show, and a little bit about Workouts for Geriatrics incorporated in the same show today. So lots and lots to get to. We'll be diving deep into the mystery of meridians as it pertains to food for the mind, the body, and the soul, a subject we talked about archivally a lot as 2023 ended over the last month or two there, and how your internal rivers of energy, and the episode that will unravel the connection to physical and emotional well-being. We'll also be exploring, unveiling the secrets of meridians and how they affect our health. Right after this 10-second break in the first segment of today's show. We'll be right back after this 10-second break. Happy New Year, and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. And again, Happy New Year, everyone. And as we embark here on day one of the new year 2024. Quick housekeeping, couple housekeeping notes. Unfortunately, our New Year's bash with Tim Doyle from over in China had to be rescheduled, and Tim will be my first guest now, as opposed to my last guest of last year as it ended, which was planned. That's fine. He'll be the very first guest as this new year becomes, good Lord willing, and the Golden Ones, little inside joke with Tim. I'm going to try to reschedule for this Wednesday. Stay tuned for that, and I'll keep everyone posted on that. But Tim Doyle is going to join us probably midweek this week as the first guest now as it becomes here in 2024. So that quick update here. That'll be Tim's third appearance when he gets here to do so, and obviously the first of this new calendar year. So today, the BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour show. Join the movement. We were going to dive deep into the mysteries of meridians, visiting some archival shows where we've already talked about it, pertinent to heart, brain coherence, and our internal rivers of energy that we've talked about archivally. This episode will help unravel our connection and their connection, meridians, to physical and emotional well-being. And we'll continue to explore and unveil the secrets. What are meridians and how do they affect our health? Discovering how meridian blockages can manifest as pain and how to restore balance and emotions and energy flow. Learning how suppressed emotions impact our meridians. Simple tips for navigating these blockages. Holistic practices, getting practical tips on using yoga, Tai Chi, acupuncture, Qigong, deep calming breaths, diet to activate our meridians for optimal health. We're going to be tuning in to insightful Q&As with traditional Chinese medicine experts coming up on the shows as this new year formulates and rolls itself out. So we want you guys and gals to help us interact with the daily polls by leaving voicemail messages at the icon at my shows. Also, what guests have you heard in the past that you like? Returning guests, subjects that we've talked about, questions that they're always prepared to answer when they've been with me, upcoming episodes, prelude shows. What kind of questions do you want to have us ask them? We're shooting for having more interaction. And as I closed out last year after having 140 in-studio guests, refining that list down for both sides of the ledger. Those that want to work with reciprocity and work together, and those are my repeat guests, of course. Byron Matheen, I'm sure, will be back in the confines of January here for his sixth appearance from over the Great Pond in the United Kingdom. We just haven't buttoned up anything for January as of yet. He'll be a multiple guest many times throughout this year. And I'll be welcoming back Jason Pike. Interesting war veteran, 31-year war veteran. He visited me 3 times last year. Looking forward to working with Jason. We left that door open. Right at the tail end of the year, Simon Luthi, couple appearances. He'll be back, I'm sure. He opened the door. I have a couple of booked appointments already, one in February and one in March. The one in February will be first-time guest. I'll be doing a prelude show about her in early February, Dr. Julie. And then when March comes, pardon me, we'll be welcoming back very interesting, intriguing, fun guest, Madonna Hannah. That'll be her second appearance overall, but the first one this year with a very intriguing program of her own that I can't wait to dive deeper into when we get to that. So it encompasses the multitude of subjects that we talk about here, proof of the mind, the body, and the show, the soul that mushrooms out into 3 different shows. So BHL's Healing Hour, Holistic Living, Meridians 101, Wellness Journey, Mini, Mind, Body, and Spirit, Acupuncture and Love, Qi, Well-Being. I'm going to get into Qigong a little tiny bit here and continue to talk more about it as well. Silver Streakers Program, Family Fitness, Move It In, Meridians Unveiled, Unlocking Your Internal Rivers for Holistic Healing, From Emotions to Organs, What the Meridians Do to Our Internal Organs, and How We Can Connect and Control the Emotions that Are Precipitated by Anger, Anxiety, Depression. We'll go deep on that. Part of that ties into our weekly coherence meetings where we talk about such things every Tuesday, 6 p.m., guided heart coherence meditation led by guide, head moderator, mediator, and meditator, Sutleaf Brzezinski. I'm a guest in the audience, blessedly so, each and every Tuesday. Now that we've crossed into 2024, that's been about 6 months, and with all intentions of continuing to do so through this year and beyond, and many, many, many peripheral things have already mushroomed out, emanating here in Maine through Seth and Mari Gold's efforts at the Unity Center here in Maine. Stay tuned for more upcoming information about those, and they already have 8 to 10 appearances here in Maine with fellow brethren and sisters. I have not been there personally. I'm always there in spirit, and we'll see. We'll be there eventually in body. So beyond needles, simple techniques to activate your meridians and supercharge your health. Upcoming episodes daily as they precipitate out through the year. We'll get into acupuncture, acupressure, and get grooving with Grandpa Bill and our workouts for geriatrics, AKA Solar Streaker, good for all kids from 1 to 92. And we're going to unleash and unleash our Qigong. Fun and functional family flow with Qigong. So our call to action is don't miss out on a single dose or episode of Holistic Goodness. Subscribe to the U.S. portion of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world, the YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. At Bill Holt, 8792, thumbs up, subscribe, pay it forward, subscribe, and listen in on these shows. Continue to do so. I was blessed now that the calendar year ended, 2023, got some great reviews on Spotify and Buzzsprout. That's to all from your guys and gals' direct input. Appreciate that immensely. I was blessed with some great accolades in my capacity as host. Most of those are featured at the BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour on Apple. Continue to do that. We grow together. It's got everything to do with yourselves and these provocative guests in the past. And now, as the new year approaches, coming up in your interchange and the large intuitive groups that I'm also blessed to be members of, we're also changing old mindsets. At this juncture, everybody knows somebody, pain, agony, and discomfort. And we'll get back to that in the close of today's show. So sharing your insights and experiences on the voicemail message board is key. Vote in the daily polls and let your voice be heard. Connect with us on our social media as well, using the interaction there. And I do have a BH sales team there at social media at one site, private club via invite for the, where it's applicable. We'll talk more about those at the Main Mentor radio show a little bit later today, in business and in life. And we'll include coming up with our guests talking about meridians, acupressure points, people practicing Qigong, and happy, diverse groups enjoying holistic activities together. Across the diverse and many broad subjects that we talk about here at the show. So the Main Mentor Moment, heart-brain harmony for resolutions in Mandarin melodies, when we come back in 10 seconds on my in-life resolution, now retired, where I do the Main Mentor Moments in business and life. We'll come back and talk about an in-life mentor moment, talking about my self-inducement and teaching of Mandarin. Now in my second month and consecutive through June 30th. Wish me luck. I'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and let's jump right in. Thanks for being here. And again, Happy New Year. We'll get that all out of the way here today. You know how everybody, it becomes February or whatever, the first time you actually see people business-wise or otherwise as we get into the year, and you're saying in some cases Happy New Year in July. Adjust a little bit, but Happy New Year. Happy New Year, day one. Welcome aboard. So, as of December 1st, you know, last year, as it ended, I jumped in earnest about self and teaching and launching a program to teach myself Mandarin in conjunction with a program that I want to do to help accentuate my granddaughter, Ada, aspirations. She's fluent Mandarin 3, does very well academically, speaks it, writes it, and I'm shooting for when she's now a junior in high school, when school ends in June, that I'll be, hopefully, a lot more prothetic and prophetic with my tonal practicing of Mandarin. All the way from the phonetics, the structure, the language, verses of song, poetry, the culture, and then having her tutor me next summer as a bullet point to put on her college application when she applies, you know, after her senior year, with aspirations for secondary education, and then eventually as she goes out into the business world when the time comes to put on a resume. So, and it's also for me to enhance my bucket list now in retirement or self-enrichment to coincide with these other programs that I've talked about and are practicing to include magnetic memory method. Now a full calendar year of that program under my belt with Dr. Anthony Metivier, the creator and originator of his online course, two-time visitor last year on my show. He will be back this year, probably a little bit deeper into this year as it becomes, probably in the second quarter of, something like that, embraced around while he's finishing two books as we speak. But he'll be back. And I use that magnetic memory method in a lot of my structures here at the shows to include his video part of the program to help learn languages. So, the science of success in my New Year's resolution with heart-brain harmony encompasses self-inducement of Mandarin, as I say. So what I'm trying to do now that this year has become day one, as a continuation now about 30 days in from December 1st for myself, English. Here is some poems in Mandarin just to get the ball rolling. Here's the English. I rise with the sun, a new day unfolds. My heart beats with hope, my spirit is bold. So I'm in the process of practicing the symbols of the Mandarin. That's definitely going to come later within the 6 months, but I've already initiated that. So my opinion from what I just said in English, quickly, English again, I rise with the sun, a new day unfolds, fingers crossed, lots of practice. Apologies for those that are fluent. Here's the Mandarin tonal inflection practice on the translation of what you just heard. Wo ban zhao yang kai qizhen pian zhang zian wei ziwang lin hun jian zhang. English words, challenge may come, but I don't retreat. With focused intent, I'll conquer each feat. Kun yan qian jin wo zhu bo qi wo shuo zhu yan ziu hu. Yi zi ke fu tiao zan. As you can see, I need a lot of practice. A couple more. Thanks for ingratiating me. The title of this song lyric, just for one that I'm going to practice behind the scenes a little bit more, it's called Moon Lit Serenade. And here's the first stanza of, if you will, in English. Half moon shines upon the ancient town, willows whisper by the riverside. Mandarin translation, Yu ban wan wan zeo gu shang yan lu yan bian feng qing qing. Again, lots of practice, but here we go. We got that under our belt. So consistency is the key on anything, New Year's resolutions in business and in life. Part of my main mentor moment incorporated into this show. We'll expand upon it at that designated radio show a little bit later in business and in life, mostly in life for me, now fully retired. When we get to the main mentor moments, I do part-time market share, a couple of opportunities there at my business show. So embrace the journey in business and in life for your New Year's resolutions, whatever it is. For me, it's learning a new language. Right now, is that going to be a marathon? You bet, not a sprint. I'm celebrating my progress along the way. Baby steps, tortoise in the hair. Myself always being the tortoise. Have fun. Enjoy the beauty of Mandarin poetry and song, a mantra for myself to do so, and I do. And let the language sing within me, and I do. I'm actually trying to sing out loud to tunes. Thank God only my two church mice and my two cats and my wife, Grant, are in earshot. And usually they vacate the small 1,000 square foot abode that I happily live in retirement when I start to sing any song, English or otherwise. All right, so just join the movement. Share your New Year's resolutions, whatever they are, with us. Let us know what they are. Let us know how we can help you have them come to fruition. Call to action, tune in to our episodes at the shows, the main mental moments a little bit later today, and workouts for geriatrics. Take another deep, calming 10-second break, and we'll come back and finish up today, buttoning up on where I want to go with meridians, heart-brain connection, in business and in life. We'll be right back. Happy New Year. Okay, welcome back, and let's try to wrap this up in about 10 or 15 minutes for the very first episode of New Year's 2024. And again, Happy New Year, everyone. So another resolution of mine in life, more so than in business, again, now fully retired, is to also continue in my onward embarkment on my training for Reiki 3 qualification and a lot of Qigong indoctrination and training, and incorporating that into these exercises of Qigong as it connects with these subjects of meridians within the body and how that abates feelings of anxiety, depression, and so forth, because of the same vibrational frequency that those emotions are on and how they affect like the liver or heart and certain elements of emotional alchemy. So mastering decision-making, the program in and of itself, helps to aim for myself to make things clear and help enhance decisive choices, even in the challenging moments that we all have, certainly my own, as being part of the human equation. Mine is definitely not so much anger management, but not letting the anger take over, and thus is why I've maintained such good health. Other than the breakdown of the old Chevy on the outside, Mr. Magoo, deaf, dumb, and blind kid, green pinball, sight, hearing, dental issues, what have you. Working away on painting the veneer, in all connotations of the word veneer, we'll get back to that at another time. But mastering decision making in all facets of our life and balancing emotional alchemy is what I want to try to help us all learn. Myself, ongoing learning every single day. Real close to being 70 in March, so 69 and counting as we speak. It's a lifelong sojourn. And I'm learning, I'm actually taking a Qigong informational course, separate and succinct from my Reiki 3 training as well, and to coincide with my 1 and 2 that I'm already certified in as in Reiki. So in any event, that's on my bucket list for this year as it begins and carrying over from last year. I'm learning to transform in my own instance, negative emotions, not so much fear and anxiety for me, the aforementioned ones, into positive energy through practices like mindfulness and a lot of self-reflection. Action-oriented leadership, take control of your emotions and take control and actions to create positive change in your own life. Main mentor moment in business and in life, and just friendly advice. We all should be striving to do for that. Cellular reprogramming, understanding how past experiences and negative emotions can be stored in our cells, and learn the techniques on how to release them. In upcoming shows, specifically through Qigong, and in conjunction with talking about meridians, our brain coherence through the structured meeting, in my daily efforts here with in-studio guests in shows each and every day, 365, 7 days a week, 5.5 years plus and counting, some 1,827 shows consecutively. So today, goofing around, fold the fear. Recognize fear as a reaction and learn to tap into the energy of joy to counter it. Emotional acceptance, acknowledge all emotions as part of being human and understanding their energetic basis. Quantum biology, we'll definitely be talking more about that with experts in studio. In my two cents worth, through a lot of years of practicing and knowing peripheral experts and having them on my shows many times in years past, and wearing an EMF chip around my neck and doing dissertations on scalar energy and Tesla and all kinds of things in the form of business life, but having done them and practicing them for years, still trying to fine-tune lots of them. Subconscious awareness, identify subconscious negative patterns and vibrations to heal their impact on yours, mine, and ours, mind, body, and soul. Action and transformation, taking action guided by positive emotions and transforming our life experiences. Sanctuary of serenity, utilizing mindfulness, decluttering, and reflecting to find inner peace and clarity. This program does offer a comprehensive approach to emotional well-being and personal growth. It combines various philosophies and techniques to guide individuals towards making empowered decisions and overcoming negative emotions and leading a fulfilling life. This is about my legacy. Everything I do is for my legacy. So to understand the program better, consider researching emotional alchemy techniques, quantum biology and emotions, cellular memory and healing, mindfulness and self-reflection practices, and the role of action and emotional mastery wherever you are within that paradigm spectrum, practicing it interchange. Let me know that at the boards, at the message boards, by leaving me a message. Diving deeper into these concepts together, we gain a more comprehensive understanding of the fold, the fear, that we can lapse out of the vortex of the monkey minds that spiral out and predetermine our future. Joe Dispenza 13 video series, Get in the Sweet Spot. Check the egos, leave them at the door. We're all apes. Dive deep into meridians, unlocking the energy flow of holistic healing. So here today, we welcomed you back in the inaugural episode, carrying over from the archival last year. So we explored the connection between mind, body, and soul for optimal well-being. We did embark on a, hopefully perceived as a journey, fascinating to some degree, into the realm of meridians, those invisible rivers of energy coursing through our bodies, vital for physical and emotional health. In this first episode, we've started to initiate and revisit cracking the code of these mysterious and mysterious pathways, understanding their link to physical and emotional health, diving deep into practical insights for unblocking and optimizing our energy flow through meditation, heart-brain coherence, holistic health, meridians, energy flow, acupuncture, alternative medicine, mind-body connection, emotional healing, chakra balance, stress relief, well-being, natural healing, healing, pH sales, Kennel podcasts, Meridians Unveiled, your internal river system for holistic healing, unblock your vitality, understanding meridians and boosting your energy flow, from emotions to organs, how meridians connect with feelings to your health. Acupuncture will be explained in greater detail as the year fetters out, with in-studio guests, articles, blogs, my shows, social media, all of the above about all of these subjects as the year fetters out. Tapping into meridians for natural pain, relief, and wellness. Beyond needles, simply and simple techniques to activate your meridians and supercharge your health. Unveiling the mystery, what are meridians? Many, many shows coming up about that, explaining the ancient Chinese concept of meridians as channels carrying vital energy, qi, as in qigong, tai chi, yoga, workouts for geriatrics, aka silver streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, physical workouts, free weights, resistance bands, nutrition, healthcare. Discuss the 12 main meridians and their connection to specific organs and emotions. Stay tuned, that will be feathering out as this year unfolds. Briefly touching upon acupressure points as gateways to access and influence manipulating these channels within the body. Meridians and physical health, the interconnected web that it is, exploring how meridian blockages can manifest as physical discomfort and pain, and does and has for many years, and changing old foibles and inefficacious medicines, big pharma, all the things we've been brainwashed and conditioned to believe has a lot to do with healthcare and how healthcare is out of control. Main Street, Portland, Maine, USA, around the world. Use specific examples like headaches linked to the liver, for instance, meridian imbalances and digestive issues tied to stomach meridian stagnation. They all work on the same frequency and vibration in many cases. So harness the anger to churn it and manipulate it around. It takes practice. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of practice, infinity, a lot of practice. But it can and does become easier with insertion on a daily basis. And then when, where, and if you get to doing it multiple times a day, even better, you now jump over to the 5%. Welcome aboard of those that aren't any longer spiraling in the blah, blah, blah monkey world of the vortex that the 95% of the world populace is basically in. Let's discover that sweet spot together. Check the ego is at the door. We're all apes. Start from nothingness. That's how do you get to the other side. Break on through. Jim Morrison in the door. Break on through to the other side. Back there in seminary school, they put forth the petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer. Goofing around. Grab a belt. First inaugural water fast as well. Deep calming breaths starting to phase out here. Offer practical cool tips along the way with guests, myself, hopefully perceived as such. My capacity still, the personal injunction box. Hopefully these shows are perceived as harbingers of good information, having provocative in-studio guests, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, manufacturers, owners of companies, plant-based foods, wildcrafted foods for the mind, the body, and the soul, foods for sustenance for the body, clean water, but food for the mind, the body, and the soul, holistic practices for meridian harmony, introducing simple daily practices like yoga, tai chi, and qigong exercises to stimulate meridian flow, sharing dietary recommendations for each meridian based on traditional Chinese medicine principles, getting back to cooking in the kitchen with grandpa somewhere along the way this year as well, briefly mentioning herbal remedies and essential oils that can support meridian balance along the way, allocating time for our listeners to ask questions about their specific concerns and experiences with meridians. We encourage you to do that. Interchange at the message boards here at the show. Ending the episode today, hopefully on a positive note, encouraging all listeners to embark on your own meridian exploration with us. We're suggesting experimenting with practices like acupuncture, mindful movement. We're going to talk a lot about movement. This crazy old guy is going to be doing a lot more dancing, rocking and rolling, jumping around via videos this coming up this year to accompany workouts for geriatrics on the audio side of it, and simply paying attention to our emotional and physical cues and cues, reminding ourselves that understanding and optimizing our energy flow is key to unlocking holistic well-being. Consider having acupuncturists. If you know any, have them contact me at the board. If you are one, do so. If you're working for an agency, booking agency, looking to have shows to book guests, contact me at my show. Repeat guests, obviously, you now know that. Upcoming guests, interested guests, local, regional, we are global. We'll be talking about Chinese medicine practitioners and more in depth. My friend Tim, who's not a practitioner, but is one of the golden ones, resides in China, and good Lord willing, we'll hear him this Wednesday. And this could be a great way to provide our audience, your audience, with actionable advice and personalized guidance. Remember, this is just the starting point. Welcome to day one of this new year. Let's at this precipice of time make it the biggest, the best, and the start of something big, adding your own personal anecdotes, research, and experiences through the interchange of our polls, listening in, liking us, sharing us. The message does resonate, and it's truly unique and engaging that way. We will guide. I'm simply here as the porcelain junction box in my capacity as host to guide our listeners on hopefully a fascinating journey into the world, specifically about meridians upcoming, and inspire you to unlock your own path to holistic health overall as we do it together. So, we will get grooving and moving with workouts for all ages and the workouts for geriatrics. We're a quick couple of references here online to have neutral information that you can seek out yourself. 8 Brocades. This classic series of 8 movements opens your joints, stretches your muscles, and stimulates meridian flow. It's perfect for beginners. You can seek that out on Yin Yang House online. Wild Goose Ji Zhong is another great reference one. The playful sequence mimics the graceful mimics of a goose and improvising balance, flexibility, and focus. It's a great way to add a touch of whimsy to your workout. I'm big about levity. That's on Amazon. Tree Pose, specifically about the said pose. There's plenty of information and videos about that and how to practice it. We'll get into it. Some YouTube references, plenty of them out there. YMMA, that's YMAA, Traditional Chinese Medicine Channel, offers a wealth of free instructional videos on various Qigong styles. Healing Journey Qigong Channel provides general routines specifically designed for beginners and seniors. And the websites, the World Tai Chi and Qigong website, www.worldtaichitoday.org. Lots of articles there. The National Qigong Association. Do seek out that information. There's a good balance. We talk about everything is balanced. Start small, build up gradually. Listen to your body. Have fun. Join us each and every day. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everyone. Thanks for joining us in the inaugural show. Continue to do so moving forward.